This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, Easter Eyes. Dear friends, they weren't looking for Jesus. They were sure that he was lost forever. And then he was with them, walking and talking, explaining scripture, opening doors to spirituality. He moved with them so easily, so unobtrusively, that they didn't recognize the risen Savior until he revealed himself in the breaking of the bread. Could this week's gospel be any clearer? You see, the risen Christ is with us always, all through the day, in everyone whom we meet. But too often, he goes unrecognized. He's only a Sunday presence at best, here for the breaking of the bread, and then ignored in our self-absorption. My friends, that's not God's plan for us. We're meant to live in the risen Christ continually, not spasmatically, but actively, not abstractly. Look around you. We're surrounded by iPhones, iPads, iPods. Most indicate their active status by a glowing light. It tells us that the device is on, it's active, it's engaged, it's ready to receive. Sometimes I wish our souls came with a little light that tells us when our Easter eyes are on, when we're open to the reality of the resurrection, when we're ready to see Christ in all around us. Jesus is in our midst constantly, and he promises us, "Behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." He's here, but without Easter eyes, we don't see him. Our lights are off. We're not even looking, awash in the ordinary. We're blind to the extraordinary and all those surprising opportunities God gives us to witness his love. And like any gift from God, we must use it or lose it, seen through Easter eyes. Well, it takes practice. It takes daily conscious effort to connect with Christ and to stay connected throughout the day, looking for opportunities to share his love. The formula, well, it's simple. It's called prayer. Part of it is spoken, but most of it, well, it's lived. Welcome in your day with Jesus. Give him your hopes and your expectations, your concerns, and yes, anxieties. Share your joy with him. Ask him to help work out your resentments and forgive your lapses. Unlike even the most advanced electronic devices, the more you're tuned on to Jesus, the more you're spiritually recharged, the sharper your vision, the brighter your light will shine. But it's not enough that we're alert to Christ in our midst. It's not enough that we recognize him. It's not even enough that we look for Christ in others. We must show the world that the risen Christ lives in us too. Significantly, the disciples recognized Jesus in the breaking of the bread, and for over 2,000 years, the Eucharist has been our portal to communion with the risen Christ. You see, in it, we consume in microcosm the entire mystery of redemption, the life, the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. In it, we're joined not in a metaphorical body of Christ, but in a palpable presence. Jesus is with us. Jesus is in us. This gospel is a mystery. It's not a ghost story. The essential mystery of our faith, what one might call the paschal mystery, is that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. That mystery was on full display on the road to Emmaus, and the disciples didn't see and talk with a ghost. They saw the living, risen Christ, both body and soul. They weren't looking for him. They did not recognize him at first. But through reading and discussing scripture and through the breaking of the bread, he made himself present to them, as he makes himself present to us each and every day. So what are we doing today to look for him, to see him, to recognize him, and to welcome him? For many of us, these are the questions that define our lives. They're built reflexively into our day. But sadly for others, they're unfamiliar, awkward, and dare I say, uncomfortable. For them, the risen Christ passes through their midst, unseen, untouched. But for all of us, both the humble and the proud, the faithful and the self-absorbed, there's one constant. Jesus is in our midst this very day, and true to his promises, we need only to look for him with Easter eyes. He's risen. Alleluia. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.